For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. This year's session of the state legislature is at the halfway mark, and right on schedule this week, the House of Representatives passed its version of next year's $9 billion state spending package. It now goes to the Senate. To pay for this year's push to improve public education, the budget contains millions of new education dollars, $160 million for teacher pay raises. Two bills that failed to make it into law last year are being pushed again this session: a measure to allow doctors to prescribe marijuana for medical treatment, and a bill to expand the use of alternative energy in the state. A Senate subcommittee has begun debate on the medical marijuana bill. Beaufort Senator Tom Davis is trying to craft a bill to ease concerns of law enforcement and the state's largest doctors group.
If we do something like this, could there be unintended consequences? Could there be diversion for recreational use? Do we have, you know, the best safeguards in place possible to ensure that what we're doing is putting medicine in the hands of people who need it and not somehow creating a de facto recreational use?
As of today, rooftop solar applications for new contracts with Duke Energy Carolinas are on hold in the upstate. The state-imposed cap for a pilot incentive program for solar users has been reached. So a Senate subcommittee is debating a bill that hopefully will bring the users of solar and the state's utility companies together on a new plan. Nothing spurs the General Assembly into action like efforts to help the state land a large corporate investment. This week, state leaders put on a fast track legislation to allow the NFL's Carolina Panthers investment tax credits to relocate the team's corporate offices and practice facilities from Charlotte into neighboring York County. House Speaker Jay Lucas.
The Carolina Panthers have been corporate citizens that have donated much to South Carolina, but make no mistake about it, a professional football team is a big business.
The $150 million Panthers facility is slated for the city of Rock Hill. The General Assembly continues to weigh the pros and cons of selling Santee Cooper. Calls to sell the state-owned utility have intensified since the failure of the giant V.C. Summer nuclear project in 2017. At a special Senate committee meeting this week, Santee Cooper CEO James Brogdon testified that the utility understands if it is to survive, it must restore the confidence of the legislature and of its customers. Here's Senate Republican leader Shane Massey underscoring that point to Brogdon.
I've heard many times over the last couple of years, people trying to tell me they've done things in the best interest of the customers. People from Santee Cooper are going to use that terminology. I would encourage you to be very careful about it.
Yes, sir. And I know that anything that we say today about where we think we are and that statement in and of itself, you, the collective you, General Assembly, has reason to be skeptical about that, and we get that.
A decision isn't expected on a possible Santee Cooper sale this year. State senators pushing a gun safety bill are perturbed they can't get a subcommittee hearing on the legislation. So they bottled up the Senate for a full day this week by blocking a bill the leadership wanted to advance on limiting the catch of spade fish. Here's Charleston Democrat Marlon Kempson.
The part of Charleston I live in, they ain't talking about spade fish. That ain't a priority for the people I represent, or arguably the more than 80% of the people in this state that are demanding that we do something about gun violence.
The spadefish bill remains on the Senate's calendar. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.